السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today, right now, I was talking to different people and something hit me, which is nothing new. People talk about the news, talk about politics, economy, what's happening here, what's happening there. People reflect over their own problem in the family. People talk about the children. People talk about the love life or the marriage problem. People talk about accommodation. People talk about people sick. You name it. And something hurt me or hit me. All of the above is called dunya. Even I was talking to a sister, her friend just died, 30 something years old, two children and a husband, no more husband, she's dead, no more wife, no more mother. And again, we talk about it like drama. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned to us in Quran many times, the majority of people, they aware about this life and they are heedlessness of the hereafter. Because when I finish my talking with everyone, I discover again, nobody talk about Allah. Nobody talk about Akhirah. Nobody talk about what we do to ourselves in this life to bridge to Akhirah, which we're going to it every day earlier. People worry about the election. People worry about different rule, about economy or currency. People are standing in a line quick to change their money. And we forget the big line waiting for us, Yawm al-Qiyamah. This is the truth. This is the knowledge. It will never change, supposed to be. And I was telling the sister, because she started talking to me about the news. I said, listen, my father, Rahmatullah alayhi, tell me something. You want to watch the news? Very simple. Go to Quran. Quran containing the history of our past, the news of the future, and what will happen until the end of time. And he tell me what to do in the present time. Come to me. Hurry to me. Believe in me. Trust in me. Rely in me. Remember me, come closer to me, seek my rahmah, seek my forgiveness, do this, do that, this Quran. And once I do that, Quran will allow me to understand the news. Who plot against whom and who doing this? We cannot know who's plotting against whom. We do not have it. But Allah tell me, come to me, I will protect you. Come to me, I will save you. Come to me, I will guard you. Come to me, I will take care about you. Come to me, I will rescue you. Come to me, I will take care. Over and over again. What it mean? I don't have to worry at all. All I have to be with Allah and Allah will take care about me. Nothing else. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today I will make it short. Be with Allah, be with Quran, and don't be with the news and Facebook. Because the real news is the Quran. And the Facebook, hopefully, inshallah, if I die with the pleasure of Allah and I see the most beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah save us from dunya. because we are drowning in dunya, and even the one is not having dunya, deep down they thinking and talking about dunya. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa ajallu wa ahamu wa a'azam, mimma akhafu wa ahdar, ij'alni fi ayadika wa juwarika min kulli su' wa min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. اللهم لا ملجأ منك إلا إليك ولا حول لنا ولا قوة إلا بك وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And also my dear brother and sister in Islam, I forget to tell you, read chapter النحل, the bees, verse 6. Read it slowly and see what it means. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.